I will try. Could you please? You can check whether I plugged in correctly, but it was showing RGB, like three letters RGB in the right top corner.
It's on battery, so
I switched it on already. It is charging, so yeah, I switched it on. I hope it will be working. We tested the system in the lab each time, it was working.
But special points, special intersection points.
Which one?
On the
straight line.
What to do? Switch on, switch off.
Straight line.
Set another commercial for Apple.
Actually, the dimensions from straight lines. So this the way it is cut from straight lines.
Yes.
And all the others came from the other carriage?
Restart computer now?
Yes.
Okay.
All the others came from, so the only one that came from the straight line was the boiler case, was it?
Correct.
I see. Getting. But this is the special one.
Yes.
Because it's degenerative.
Right, there is a special extra condition to be on straight line.
Yeah. And this is the one which is the oiler system. It's very different.
How to check whether the connection plug-in is it fine?
Well,
is the right place? Yes, please.
Yes,
well, yes.
But
we have chance.
Get from because you can approximate anything using those.
Okay.
One moment, please. It's not the title yet. Sorry. Yes. Down is working better.
Okay, for example, I don't know what's a nine dimensional system.
Only
I know 3 and 5.
Yeah, well, I'm not an expert on this, but in the intelligent one.
I remember that.
Our ultimate plan for humanity over machines. Our last talk today, last but not least, I'm sure, is Natalia Babich from Bath on spectral results for membrane with potential stiffness and mass density.
Thank you. I'm still waiting for the system to start to work. I hope it will happen in 30 seconds.
Switch on.
Not working.
No, it is loading.
It's sliding up the PDF.
Wait.
Now it's proper title. smaller, please. A little bit smaller. Yeah. Now it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Not cutting off the left-hand side at all. Is that okay?
Could you try? Yeah, I will try the last, the next.
Yeah, a little bit.
Slightly on the left.
Slightly smaller, cutting the left side.
Left, cut off a little bit.
Right side, please. Yes. And now our entire system. Okay. Okay. Excuse me for the delay. Okay, title of the talk is written down. The talk will... is devoted to the low and high frequency resonance vibrations which arise in systems with high contrasts. This is joint work with Yuri Holovaty from Ukraine. Let us consider... Okay, smooth. Okay, let us consider a domain in R2. Results will be presenting for membrane, but they could be generalized in certain sense to Rn. Let us assume that our domain is divided by a quite good interface, gamma, into two parts, omega minus and omega plus. Let us assume that in omega minus and at omega plus, we have different properties, of the media. So we will assume that omega minus is stiff. I will explain in which sense it is stiff, and omega plus will be flexible or soft part of media. Stiff we will understand in meaning that stiffness coefficient from elasticity theory has a ratio of order epsilon. So stiffness coefficient in omega plus in ratio to stiffness coefficients in omega minus is very, very small. Epsilon is small parameter. And we also assume that mass density is non-uniform as well. We assume that mass density in omega plus with respect to in ratio to mass density in omega minus is epsilon to certain power m. M is real number. We will investigate resonance properties of such kind of a system. So actually, stiffness of this membrane is given like that, one and epsilon in another part, and mass density, it is density, is given on the right-hand side. We fix number m, and after that we investigate resonance properties of the system. Everybody knows that we investigate eigenfrequencies or eigenvalues and form of resonance vibrations or eigenfunctions of the system. When we go to elasticity theory, such system is described by differential equations in Rn PD, in R1 it would be order differential equations. So stiffness coefficient is coefficient nearby the differential operator, Laplacian in this problem, and density coefficient in is the coefficient nearby eigenvalue here. So lambda epsilon is eigenvalue of the problem, and U epsilon is eigenfunction of such kind of a problem. We assume Dirichlet boundary condition on the boundary of omega, and at interface we assume conditions which give us a self-adjoint operator, so continuity of the function and weighted continuity of the first normal derivative. So new here is normal direction to the interface gamma, and this is condition for the normal derivative on the interface with stiffness coefficient. This comes from elasticity theory. And we study asymptotic behavior of eigenvalues and eigenfunctions as epsilon tends to zero. So, problem statement is to find stable, non-trivial form of eigenvibrations as epsilon tends to zero. And if you try to put our problem to some broader mathematical aspect, we study spectral problems which are of the form some operator dealing at functions give us the same functions with some scalar lambda. So problem with singular perturbation could be classified in certain sense, but there are a lot of them. So it could be classified with respect to which physical characteristics are perturbed, whether the geometry of the system is perturbed or not, and how many of contrasting subsystems we have. So in our case, we have perturbation of density, of Mann density and of stiffness. We have only two contrasting subsystems, two different area, omega minus, omega plus. And if you would like to mention people who are working, who we are working, is in similar problem statements when some elasticity coefficients were perturbed in certain part of domain. There are very famous names: Olga Olejnik, Panasenko, Nazarov, Sanchez, Palencia, a lot of other people, of course. And this is only people who were working with finite number of perturbations. If we allow infinite number of perturbations, we have to include here entire homogenization theory. So very, very popular and area. Let us analyze what we can expect in our problem as epsilon tends to zero. So inside of our problem statement, we will fix different m. We would like to classify now asymptotic behavior as epsilon tends to zero with respect to parameter m, which is some real number. So when m is large and positive, so then our mass perturbation is very huge. We add some very heavy mass to our system, and we have some part which is stiff and very heavy, and another part is flexible of normal mass rate. If we go further, we will have, for large negative m, we will have very light mass, and our system will be stiff, very light in one part, and another part is flexible. And between these two regimes, we of course will have some intermediate states when problem is stiff in one part, flexible in another, but not very heavy, not very light, and we will investigate limit behavior in all these cases. So to go further, we need some preliminary knowledge about such kind of system. So for each fixed epsilon, the spectrum is real and discrete. if we fix epsilon, we have eigenvalues lambda epsilon with number n. Each lambda epsilon, and if n tends to infinity, spectrum tends to infinity as well. For each fixed number, eigenvalue has finite multiplicity, of course. The corresponding real-valued eigenfunctions form bases in R2 space with given norm, which depends on epsilon. We see here, as epsilon tends to zero, this scalar product degenerate or behave very strangely. So we cannot move to the limit in this topology of the space. And moreover, for each fixed number, eigenvalue is continuous function of our parameter of perturbation. This will have certain influence on what we are going to investigate further. So our real problem statement now is to find stable, non-trivial form of eigenvibrations. And this can be divided into subproblems. So first subproblem is to investigate the limit behavior of each continuous branch of lambda epsilon and eigenfunction u epsilon. So we set this fixed number, we investigate how each of these objects behave as epsilon tends to zero. And another subproblem is to investigate whether we could find some other stable form of eigenvibrations, some other stable form of resonance. So first subproblem lead us to low frequency vibrations, and second subproblem lead us to high frequency vibrations. Low frequency vibrations could be investigated by classical methods. I just will present now short results to remind to everybody what is going on, and we will go to much more complicated high-frequency, high-oscillatory regimes. Let eigenfunctions be normalized in space L2, not weighted space, without any dependence on epsilon. And with P, we will denote eigenprojectors corresponding to this eigenvalue, lambda epsilon. There are limits. With certain scalar, all eigenvalues with fixed number tends to other fixed numbers which depend on n, and these limiting numbers are eigenvalue of certain limit problem. Classical results. Moreover, eigenprojectors are convergent in uniform operator topology, saving multiplicity, of course. And we will the continuous branches of such eigenvalues and eigenfunctions will be referred to as low-frequency vibrations. So in low-frequency regimes depends on value of parameter m already. So this scaling factor will depend how high or how low mass density perturbation is. And just classification of limit behavior for low-frequency vibrations. As we mentioned before, we have some small negative or small m, we have some high m, and some intermediate cases between them. For low frequency regime, we have only one intermediate point between two limit behaviors. So, if m is less than 1, eigenvalues behave as epsilon, multiplied some scalar, of course, in limit. And all eigenvibrations in limit behave like eigenvibrations in eigenvibrations of Dirichlet problem at omega plus. In limit, problem completely forgets about behavior at omega minus. This is only certain visualization. It's much more easier to visualize everything for rectangular domain, but of course these results are valid for general types of domain. First eigenfunction, second eigenfunction, we can go further. And for large mass perturbation, that was m less than 1, certain case small mass perturbation, light mass, vanishing mass, or without any mass perturbation, m equals 0, we don't have any mass perturbation here then. If mass perturbation is high, m larger than 1, then a limiting problem is a problem at omega minus with Dirichlet condition on the at the boundary, of course, boundary of omega, but Neumann condition on the interface, Neumann condition on gamma. But again, the limiting problem forgets everything about behavior of eigenfunctions at omega plus. Something happened with the system. High contrast behavior, we can go further with eigenmodes of higher order. And we have only one intermediate case, m is equal to 1, so lambda epsilon behaves as epsilon. And limiting problem, limiting problem allows both of these cases, so eigenvibrations of omega plus, eigenvibrations at omega minus. The only strange situation here appears when both these eigenvibrations come to the same eigenvalue. So if eigenvalue of the limiting problem, which in this case start to be non-self-adjoint, then problem behaves strange because eigenvectors could be only eigenfunctions could be on the only of the first type, which is presented here. The system does not allow eigenfunctions of the second type, and that direction of eigenfunction go to a joint vector. So in this case, a limit operator has root spaces in certain case of bifurcations. The limit operator has root vectors which are not eigenvector. This case, M equal 1, was studied by Enrique Sanchez Palencia, and the only addition here could be given by statement that from operator theory of view, this situation is not self-adjoint one, what was not mentioned by in previous studies. And for then we have that for all m not equal 1, the limit operator doesn't describe prelimit system entirely. We see here limiting operator lost information about omega minus, or limiting operator lost information about omega plus. And we try to recover this situation. Something is not described here, not described enough, because eigenfunctions before had completeness in R2 space with certain weighted topology, but still they were complete system in R2 space, and now limit operator lost that information. So something is not described yet. We go further. We start to understand whether some other limits could be found in such kind of system. So what we investigate so far, we have found asymptotic behavior of each continuous branch of eigenvalues with corresponding eigenvectors. Could other stable form of vibrations exist? Okay, loss of completeness is one point which allow us to try to find something else. Another point of view is that all eigen elements approach the limits not uniformly. And here is our domain of research. We try to find something else. When we try to find something else, we can easily prove that if we visualize eigenvalues with respect to parameter epsilon, then we can approach any point at the vertical axis jumping from branch to branch of eigenvalues. Moreover, if we pick up certain direction, we can go to any point of vertical axis like that, or it could be infinity, but still, maybe we can find other sequences of eigenvalues with non-trivial limits of eigenfunctions. But what is important here, this phenomena start to be not continuous phenomena. So we need to jump with numbers, and we know that numbers, this sequence of numbers will go to infinity in this problem. So we will try to find some non-trivial stable forms of eigenfunctions, and meaning that we try to find convergent sequences of eigenfunctions with non-zero limits. And in which sense this convergence can be treated? Only in that sense that it starts to be discrete phenomena in epsilon. We have to approximate not continuous functions, we have to approximate some sequences of eigenvalues jumping from branch to branch as epsilon tends to zero. It shows us that we have to pick up certain sequences of eigenvalues, not continuous small parameter anymore, but sequences, quantized. We will have phenomena which will be discrete in epsilon. So it cannot be described in continuous functions of epsilon. We go further. So we need to pick up certain sequence of small parameter. We will get this quantification conditions explicitly. And moreover, often eigenfunctions has no more limits in the strong topology of the space as we described before. So we have to move from strong topology to weak topology of the space. And we now we look for sequences of eigenvalues and eigenfunctions on the sphere in L2 with radius 1. And we will tell we say that a sequence of eigenfunctions supports high frequency vibration in a weak topology of L2 if in a weak topology of L2 it is convergent to a non-zero function. Just to remind which picture we have different perturbation of mass, but for high frequency vibrations we have much more interesting intermediate regimes between large negative masses and large positive masses than we had for low frequency vibrations. When we start to investigate different cases with respect to parameter m, we will have that for m larger than 1, there is countable set of points on the vertical axis, countable set of limiting frequencies for high frequency vibrations, and that frequencies recover our systems at, excuse me, it's not visible here, that high frequency limiting operator remember about behavior of system on the omega plus. Low frequency operator in that case remember behavior only at omega minus. So we felt, okay, now system description is complete. We just recover our system on another part of domain. Moreover, what is very important, eigenfunctions go to that limiting form with highly oscillatory vibrations, which could be described by WKB technique. If we have a intermediate situation between minus 1 and 1, we again have a countable set of high frequency regimes for eigenvalues, and a limiting operator is completely different from the previous case. Now limiting operator recovers system at omega minus with a Neumann condition at the interface. What is very interesting in this case that vibrations, highly oscillatory vibrations at omega plus are of order 1. In previous case, we had vibrations of small amplitude. Here, vibrations are of high amplitude, of the same amplitude as eigenvibrations on the left-hand side. For m less than minus 1, we will have a similar situation, just contrasting to the m larger than 1. You see just opposite behavior. We recover situation at the omega minus domain, and here one more strange regime appears, because omega low frequency regimes for m less than minus 1 had Dirichlet conditions at gamma at omega plus. And with this manifold gamma, we lost one direction. So systems start to be fixed. For low frequency vibration, it is fixed at gamma, Dirichlet conditions. For high frequency vibrations, system is fixed in gamma. So we lost one dimension here. This previous initial system, our starting problem was not fixed at any manifold in the middle. And with high frequency vibrations for this this sort of M, we can find one more high frequency regime, completely different from previous one, when we have high oscillations at omega plus. And we have even more strange situation for case M equal minus 1, which is very, very, very strange, because in all previous cases, we had countable set of limiting high frequencies, in meaning eigenvalues for which eigenfunctions has stable behavior. In this case, we can go to any point of vertical axis of lambda with certain eigenfunctions. So in this case, we have essential spectrum in the problem.
But this is for some discrete values of epsilon, is it?
Yes.
So, but if I have a fixed epsilon, then I don't see them.
Yes, this is in limit as epsilon tends to zero. But at certain sequences of epsilon, if I will have time, I will show you quickly how it appears. So just main results, and after that, method just to show how it arises. So main results are that high-frequency vibrations exist. So we can fix certain sequences of small parameter and prove that there are sequences of eigenvalues and sequences of eigenfunctions with stable behavior in the limit. So not only low frequencies when n is fixed. Now n number of eigenvalue tends to infinity, small parameter tends to zero, and we still can pick up some fixed sequences of eigenvalues and eigenfunctions. Features of high-frequency vibrations, they are highly oscillatory at a certain subdomain, and moreover, this phenomena is discrete with respect to a small parameter epsilon. We give description of all non-vanishing stable eigenvibrations because our L2 space could be recovered as span of low frequency form and high frequency form of vibrations. Moreover, we built asymptotics with justification for high frequency regime with some restrictions. Yeah, I can talk with you after a dinner about this, maybe. Just about methods, short time. Do I have 2-3 minutes yet?
Yes.
Yeah. So methods of investigation. So we use WKB together with power series expansion. So one part of our domain allows only power series expansion. We cannot recover our eigenfunctions with WKB in certain part of domain. On another part, power series expansion does not work on certain subdomain. So we use different techniques in different subdomain and merge them at interface. So just for example, let M is larger than 1. What is going on? If M is larger than 1, it is not working. Pardon me. Excuse me, it is not working completely, but maybe later. Yeah, you will have simulation of all these asymptotics, how the system behaves. So high-frequency regimes are oscillations of eigen-oscillations of certain part of domain with a very highly oscillatory penetration to another part of domain. And this highly oscillatory behavior could be of different order. It could be small with respect to epsilon, or it could be of order 1. And this ansatz could be given like here. For m larger than 1, we have eigenvibration at omega plus and WKB expansions of high frequency, high oscillations at omega minus. If you would like to construct asymptotical expansions further, we need to fix m more precisely. Just let us assume, for example, that m is equal 3. Just because in this case we have asymptotic expansions in entire powers of epsilon, not any fractions. So WKB expansions with highly oscillatory cosinus and sinus at omega minus, and this is color product in R2. So we are looking, as here is phase function and coefficients Rj, we try to find. So limiting problem will be Dirichlet problem at omega plus, and after that we go to geometrical optics in order to find phase function. So we have a Connell equation. After that we will construct transport equation for Aj. Moreover, we have certain restrictions here, so we don't know yet how to do everything in general. Okay, so still problems are interesting because we show precisely, we constructed small parameter sequences, but with some restrictions to geometry. So we suppose that omega minus here, because WKB technique is used here, is a domain without any focal points. And moreover, because we try to construct precisely complete asymptotic expansions and justify them, we assume that our we need this to for our proof. For transport equations, we assume also that along all our rays, our solution came to the boundary of domain in the same phase. It's very high restriction, but this is a problem very important, and we are working at this right now. Okay, we can construct different sequences of small parameter which could be treated as quantization conditions for small parameter, what is very, very interesting. And I thank you for your attention. So this is very interesting problem in progress. So we try to prove, investigate such kind of things. And I will be very thankful for discussion.
Thank you. Okay, we have time for a few questions.
Okay. Maybe you wanted to say a few words about the matching.
We need to satisfy our continuity condition of function and weighted continuity of the first derivative. So we just try to satisfy both of these conditions, and they came to as boundary condition to our transport equations. And actually, this matching gives us so high restriction to geometry, but on the other hand, it gives us possibility to pick up sequences of small parameter precisely. We just can give formula how it has to be.
If I may ask a question.
Yes.
Did you try to look at the pseudo-spectrum of the problem? Because I think that there will be some very, very interesting phenomena because of the sensitivity of eigenvalues.
Yes, of course. So in certain case, it is studying investigation of pseudo-spectra just in another language, just like in language of eigenvalues and eigenfunctions. What I told very important was that we started to investigate not only eigenvalues, because if we investigate eigenvalues, we can go to the vertical axis of lambda, we can go to any point of this vertical axis with sequences of such eigenvalues, and eigenfunctions. But question here is so that everything here is inside of pseudo-spectra. But if we investigate eigenfunction behavior, stable form of eigenfunction would happen only for countable set of points of this axis. So from point of view of pseudo-spectra, entire axis here is in pseudo-spectra. From point of view of stable behavior of eigenfunctions, only countable set of eigenfunctions for almost on all M will have good behavior of eigenfunctions.
Is it dense, countable dense?
No, just countable on the vertical axis. So certain numbers going to infinity as if n tends to infinity. Okay, these numbers are eigenvalues of Dirichlet problem on subdomain or eigenvalues of Neyman problem on subdomain. So
we have to somewhere, right? If there are no further questions, thank you again very much, and thanks to all the speakers today.